Okay, so are you ready to like really dig into this whole goblins.cash thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Specifically, we're talking about staking those GOB tokens you've got your eye on.
Right.
Looks like you're intrigued by the potential rewards there, and we've got your notes right here, so
Are they?
we're going to unpack exactly how this all works, what
Okay.
kind of rewards we're actually talking about, and all the important things to keep in mind.
Sounds good.
As we go, it's like
Yeah.
imagine you've got this garden, right?
Okay.
Your crypto portfolio.
Gotcha.
And you can plant these seeds, goblins, GOB tokens, that not only help it grow stronger, we're talking network security here, but also give you more seeds back, in this case, WBCH
I
rewards.
like that analogy, yeah.
That's the basic idea of staking GOB.
Exactly. It's a really fascinating system when you think about it, because you're not just holding on to your GOB tokens. You're actually using them to make the entire network more secure and getting rewarded for it.
And you're definitely interested in that. How does that reward system actually work?
Yeah, definitely.
So let's break down the basics of GOB staking in a way that makes sense, even if you've never encountered a goblin in your life. No goblin language required here.
So imagine like a vault, right? When you stake your GOB, it's like you're taking those tokens and putting them in this super secure vault. We call it a smart contract. And by locking them in there, you're basically saying, hey, I'm here to support this whole goblins.cash network. You're making it more secure, more stable.
And the network says,
Thank you. Here's some WBCH.
exactly, you get rewarded. Now, you mentioned in your notes that you want to go beyond the basics here. You're interested in really maximizing those returns, right?
Exactly.
So tell me more about what you're thinking there. What's caught your eye?
Well, you know, I was reading about this idea of restaking those WBCH rewards, and I have to admit, that's pretty appealing. Is it really as simple as it sounds?
It really is. Think of it like compound interest, but with your WBCH.
Okay.
So you earn those WBCH rewards on your initial GOB stake, right?
Right.
Then you take those WBCH rewards and stake those to earn even more WBCH on top of what you're already getting.
So it just keeps building.
It can.
Wow.
That compounding effect, especially if you're patient, can be incredibly powerful over time.
Huh. You also mentioned something about what was it called? Goblin farms. I don't know if I fully grasped that from the notes.
Goblin farms. That's
Yeah.
where things get really interesting
Okay.
because that's a whole other layer
Okay.
to this goblins.cash ecosystem. Think of goblin farms like specialized investment strategies within goblins.cash.
Right.
They let you put those WBCH rewards you've earned to work in different ways with, varying levels of risk and reward.
Got it.
Some goblin farms are more hands-off, others require a bit more active management from you.
So before we get too deep into those goblin farms, we should probably make sure we're on the same page about, you know, the security side of things. Smart contracts, private keys, all that good stuff.
Because even the most well-designed garden, the most promising crypto project,
Right.
can still be vulnerable if you're not careful. And when we talk about security in the world of crypto, it all starts with understanding smart contract risk. We want to choose platforms, right, that have been thoroughly audited.
Of course.
It's like making sure the foundation of your garden is strong. You don't want it collapsing on you.
And of course, you can't forget about those private keys.
Oh, absolutely not.
Those are like the keys to the castle, you know, access to your crypto kingdom. Got to keep those safe. Hardware wallets are a great option for that extra peace of mind.
Yes, especially if you're holding a decent amount of GOB, you don't want to mess around.
Exactly.
It's like having a state-of-the-art security system for your crypto garden.
I like that. I like that a lot. Exactly. It's like you said, upgrading from that simple lockbox to something way more sophisticated, multiple layers of security, you know. You really don't want to skimp on that.
Absolutely not.
But you're right. Let's talk goblin farms. Because that's where I start to get a little, I don't know, lost, maybe, in the weeds a bit. It seems like a whole other
It is.
level, you know, of this whole goblins.cash universe.
You mentioned wanting to really explore those options for maximizing your returns, right? And goblin farms are definitely a place where things can get potentially very, very interesting.
It's that word potential that always gets me, you know?
Okay, I hear that.
Like, how much potential are we really talking? And what am I risking to get there?
That's a great observation, and it's smart to be cautious, right? Don't just jump in head first.
Right, right.
So think of goblin farms like specialized plots of land within this whole goblins.cash ecosystem. You're taking those WBCH rewards you've earned just from basic staking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just letting them sit there, you're putting them to work in a more targeted way. You know, like each goblin farm is set up a little differently.
So it's less like just planting seeds in your garden and more like, I don't know, building a greenhouse or something.
Exactly. Or setting up like a whole irrigation system.
Okay. Okay. I'm starting to get it.
You're still growing things, still focused on those rewards, but the approach is a little more, I don't know, maybe hands-on, depending on which farm you choose.
So how do you even choose the right farm? Like, what are the factors there?
That's a great question. And honestly, it's different for everyone, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's no one-size-fits-all goblin farm.
Right.
Because it really comes down to a few things.
Okay.
Your risk tolerance.
Yep.
How comfortable are you with the idea of things maybe not going exactly as planned?
Right, right. Because there's always that risk.
Right.
Right.
Always, always. Then there's your investment goals. What are you hoping to achieve? Are you in it for the long haul, looking for quick gains? Hmm. And then, honestly, how much time and energy are you willing to put in?
Okay, that's a big one.
Because some goblin farms are going to be more hands-off.
Right.
You deposit your WBCH and kind of let the farm do its thing, you know?
Like a low-maintenance garden?
Exactly. But others, you might need to be a bit more active making decisions about when to harvest your rewards or maybe even reallocate resources.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's strategy involved.
Definitely. Think of it like, I don't know, some people are happy with a garden full of succulents.
Right.
Very low maintenance, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then you've got people who want to cultivate those really delicate orchids.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It requires more attention, more specific knowledge.
So do your research. Don't just jump into the first goblin farm that sounds interesting.
Exactly.
And maybe start small.
Yes.
Dip your toes in the water before you, you know, go all in.
It's like testing out a new fertilizer.
Yeah. Before you dump it on your entire prize-winning rose bush.
Exactly. So diversification is key then, right? Like, don't put all your GOBs in one farm, so to speak.
Diversification is absolutely essential. We talk about it all the time on this show because it's just that important. Imagine this.
Okay.
You've got this beautiful garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
All your crops, all your hard work in one single field.
Okay.
And then, boom, a storm hits.
Oh, no.
You risk losing everything. But if you've diversified, right?
Right.
Planted across multiple fields, different crops, you're much more resilient.
That makes sense. So don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
Spread that risk around. Right. And that goes for more than just the goblin farms, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're thinking bigger picture now.
I'm trying to, yeah. Because this is all part of the whole crypto landscape.
It is.
Right. So like you wouldn't just limit yourself to growing tomatoes in your garden.
Precisely. I mean, a savvy gardener, a savvy crypto investor really explores different options, different projects, different blockchains even.
To build that well-rounded portfolio.
Like a diverse ecosystem.
Exactly. It really is. Like you've created this whole diverse crypto landscape. And that's a great point to bring us back to, you know, where we started. You wanted to learn about staking GOB tokens, right?
Sega.
Potentially earn those WBCH rewards. And I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We talked about how staking actually works on goblins.cash.
Right.
Explored those goblin farms, which are, like you said, a whole other world.
Yeah. Definitely more to learn there, but I feel like I have a much better grasp now.
And through it all, I think the biggest takeaway, the thing we always emphasize, is that balanced, diversified approach.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Spread those GOBs around. But before we wrap things up here, I have to ask, because you mentioned this earlier and it really got me thinking.
Okay.
This whole idea of you, not just as an investor in goblins.cash.
Right.
But actually, imagine you're designing their reward system.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What would you prioritize?
That's a big question.
It is a big question, but if you're the architect of this whole system.
Okay. Let me think.
How do you balance those rewards to encourage both network security, because that's what all comes down to, right?
Right, keeping things running smoothly.
But also keep people engaged, keep them active in the community.
It's almost like you've got these two sides, right?
Yeah.
The technical side, the security of the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And then you've got the human side.
The community.
The people who are actually using it, believing in it.
And you've got to find that balance.
Because if you just focus on one, you're going to end up with a system that's either super secure, but nobody's using it.
Right.
Or it's really popular, but it's vulnerable.
Collapses on itself. So how do you incentivize both? Would you focus on maximizing those WBCH rewards for stakers?
That's definitely one way to go.
Or maybe explore rewarding other kinds of contributions.
Like what?
People participating in governance, right. Developing new features, things like that.
Hmm. Interesting. See, this is what I love about these deep dives.
Me too.
It's like you start with one simple question about staking GOB tokens.
Right.
And then suddenly, you're thinking about the entire future of a project.
The entire philosophy behind it.
Exactly. And makes you realize there's always more to learn.
Always. No matter how much you think you know about a project, about crypto in general.
There's always another layer to uncover, another perspective to consider.
Which is why we do what we do. We love digging into these topics.
And pushing those boundaries.
Getting you thinking differently about your crypto journey. But for now,
right.
We'll leave you with that question to ponder.
Yeah, definitely give that one some thought.
How would you design the perfect crypto reward system? It's something to think about, maybe even experiment with in your own investing. Until next time, happy staking.
Happy staking.